Oktavis, 1st of January, Dain Yisrael Yaakov Lichtenstein, Ishul Akum, Shifra Babes Yisrael.
Recently I got asked a shaila, and it's a common shaila that happens in the house, and if the shaila that somebody already passed it, and he didn't pass it correctly, so I had to sort of delicately fix the mistake that this Talmud Chacham had made. The shaila was this: if the shaila comes up in the house, if you have a goy working in the house, as a care, whether it's can be a au pair, or elderly people have a Filipino in Eretz Yisrael, or you have a goy a care, and the goy is involved in a lot of the cooking. So we at Ashkenazim hold that it's enough for you to put on the pilot light, and it's considered enough la'alocha to rely on it. Unfortunately, a lot of ovens today, especially the electric ovens, do not have a pilot light. You have to be very careful to make sure that every time not the goy, not the shiksa, puts on the oven, but a yid does it. Or sometimes a pilot light can go out. Sometimes you have some ovens where the top is the hastens is with a pilot light, and the bottom works on electricity. So it's something that has to be very much in people's awareness. And like Rabbi Friedman just said, mistakes happen. And this is a mistake. Okay, here we have someone, a professional mashgiach. And mistakes happen. And what happened was the goya in the house put on the food and put on the oven or put on the fire without a pilot light, and the food was cooked. And was cooked. And what do you do in such a case afterwards? It happened. So the story was they called this Talmud Chacham and said there's nothing that can be done. The food has to be thrown out. The kalim have to be kashered, the kli cheres have got to be destroyed. Avanza business. Anyway, I got called afterwards, but before they had thrown out the food, and before they had kashered the kalim, and before they had thrown out the kli cheres.
Well, the Filipino as well.
I guess they should have suggested throw out the rope. But I said, look, bidi eved, everything is kosher. So it shouldn't have been done, but hafila, but bidi eved is kosher. And the rope called me up later on. Hey, chatesa. So I said, first of all, I said, you should know a klal gadol, that the Shulchan Aruch says that even though we're machmir l'chatchila in Bishul Akum, that the kelim become osur, when it comes to kli cheres, the din is you can be bakel. You can what's called hagolah shloisha pomim b'dayo. You can, you know, that's number one. Secondly, I said there is a concept called shifcha b'beis Yisrael, that a goya who works in the house, you can be bakel. He says, no, it's not true. He says it's only where the goy, where the yid did something, or we assume that the yid did something to help, but here we didn't. So I said, Kvod HaRav, I'm afraid you haven't looked carefully in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'll explain to you soon where the Torah is, because I thought it would be a good topic to speak about, because it is a shaila that does come up. Let's start a little bit with the mocker. The Mishnah says, of course, Navi Zora, that Bishul Akum is also a Mishnah. There's no doubt about it. Eilu Dvorim Shaloyev Dekachovim Asurim, and one of them is Shlokas. Cooked items. A goy cooks something, we're not allowed to eat it, so Isser Mid Rabbonim. What's the reason for this Isser? So Rashi says, Kol Dovah Shal Bishloyev Dekachovim, Ve'afilu Bikli Tohor, even though the keli is kosher. But yet it's also v'kulu mishum chasnis. All of this is gzeiros mid rabbonon. Rabbonon were worried that Jews shouldn't come to marry shiksas, and therefore they acid it, as they state in Rashi. The Gemara later on in Avodah Zarah, Nafam Zayin and Beis, brings a posuk says, "Omra b'yechon aminon imili esbar." How do you know that the bishlakim is osur? So the Gemara brings a pasuk. Omra b'yechon makro oichel b'kesef tashbireni v'achalti u'mayim b'kesef titanli v'shosisi. The Gemara, the pasuk says in Dvarim that it speaks about that when the Klal Yisrael wanted to travel on the border of Sichem. Oichel b'kesef tashbireni, the pasuk says, I will give money to pay for the food. I will give money for the to drink. B'kesef titanli v'shosisi. So the Gemara says, it's compared to mayim. Ma mayim, the Gemara says, shaloi nishtanu af al yidei ha'or. So that just like mayim, water doesn't change when it's cooked. Af, what kind of food can you take from a goy? Food that's also shaloi nishtanu mebirios al yidei ha'or. Anyway, the Gemara says at the end, this is only an asmachta, but really ela mirabonon. The Gemara says that the iser bishlakim is not midoraisa; it's only mirabonon. Ukro asmachta ba'alma. But here comes on Rashi, and Rashi says, what is the Rabbanon? So Rashi says, the Yisrael Rabbanon is, Shelo yehei Yisrael rogil esleib b'machel mishtev yachilenu dover tomei. Rashi says a different reason. Rashi says here that the reason is because if you stick around the goyim, you're friendly with the goyim might give you something trace to eat. So, has nothing to do with chasnas, with the Israel of chasnas. So this is what Rashi says. Tosis right away points out, Peirush Rashi, the Rabbonim gozo mishum dechayshidon b'shema yachilero dvorim tmeim. However, Tosis himself points out that Rashi himself said on the Mishnah that the reason is because of chasnas, v'chein peirush kudus b'masnisim. So we have two reasons that are brought down. One reason is brought down that we shouldn't come to marry with the goyim. Another is we're a choshish that yachilenu dover tomei. Are these two reasons one or not? How do they apply? Actually, in the Rambam, you have the same problem, because the Rambam in Yarech HaZokah, when he brings the din, the Rambam says like this. He says, "Gozru aleihen." Chazal made all the gzer kidei lehisrachek min ha'akum, that you shouldn't come to chasnas. So the Rambam in Yarech HaZokah says the reason of chasnas, but in Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam also says the problem is because maybe they'll feed treif. So again, are they two separate reasons? Because we'll see that there'll be nachkevinas, or is there a connection between the two? Be that as it may, I'll come back to that soon. Tosis then says the following: Oimer Harav Avram Reb David. By the way, some learn it's really not Avram Reb David, Avram Reb Yehuda. But anyway, he brings in the name of one of the Rishonim. That this whole din that Shlokas Sheosru Chachomim is only when the goy cooks it in his house. Shoyim Chachomim cooked it in his house. But what would happen if the goy cooked the bayis shel Yisrael? Abul Shumavashul bayis shel. So Tosis says, chasnas is not a problem here, because it's happening in your house. And secondly, zichin is not going to be any treif. What's any treif doing in your house? Lo yachilenu dover tomei. There's not no shaila. So Tosfos says, this is the opinion of Tosfos, that if the goy is working in your house, you don't have to worry about the whole gzeira of bishlakim. You can imagine already, this makes life a lot easier. According to this opinion in Tosfos, you don't have to do anything. Yeah, the guy is in the house, the guy can cook and back and machen boss, they walk without a problem. And life would be a lot easier if Tosfos would have put a full stop right then. But then he didn't. Because Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says, Devadai, said Rabbeinu Tam, no. Kevin Shevi Chachomim Mevashul, Loi Chilku Klal Chachomim. This is, he says, what Tosfos said is the difference in the house, Jewish house, not. He says, Sinishto Azadah, huh? Sinishto Azadah. You're right, huh? But there's always a risk. Listen, goy can also stick in something, etc. But these are all designed. That's a good point, by the way. Check this thing. Well, there are things that could be checked. But the Rabbi Natan says, Loichol kuchachomim klal ben Yeshus Yisrael Yeshus Levi Gichovim Zokter says, no difference. Kili Oilom Yeish Lachu Shemelo Yizar Gam Bebeisu Shel Yisrael Kibbeisu Lachav. Taisa says, I'm not so confident that leaving a goy in the kitchen is such a good idea. It's according to Tosfos, you leave a goy in the kitchen, whether he means Yemilchik Sleishis, whether he means that. Rabbi Natan was not in agreement with this opinion. No, the problem, of course, is that nowadays we can't just open up a Tosfos and pass it from Tosfos. We have to look in the later. So let's take a look at this, the Shulchan Aruch itself. Start off the tour. Is there any mileage to be gained out of this heter? The tour brings very simple. Starts off. Shloka shebishlam agoy asurin. It's also loishno in bishlam bebeis Yisrael. The tour says right away, I don't care where he did it. Then the tour continues. Barav Avram. This says the Torah says hoye matirim in bishlam hagoy bebeis Yisrael. There is a heter, by the way. A Torah says an opinion that it's mutter loy shayech loy chasus and dvarim tmei. But says the Torah, Rabbeinu Tam choylek alof v'chein noyagin. So the Torah sort of closed the door. He said, Rabbeinu Tam is machmir und sinishtu vustatim. Okay, v'chein noyagin. Normally, it's very interesting. I mean, the Torah. I mean, this, I'm not saying the Torah goes into a long discussion, but the Torah puts very rarely does he say category of v'chein. Find out later. But here he said quite absolutely. The problem is, I'll soon get to the Bishayim, is Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the major Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, that's not true. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that his language, and the Bishayim brings it, he says, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, he brings Dodo Shel Re. Read the uncle of the read. I'm not sure who this is, but the only thing I can say is because some learn that it's not Rabbi Avrom Ber David, but it's Rabbi Avrom Reb Yehuda, not Yehuda. And he brings from his father, who was an uncle of another read. Says Rabbi Yerucham that according to this opinion, they hold its mutter. And then he adds on Ulozeh Hiskimu Reiv Aposkim. So the Rabbi Yerucham says, no, most authorities, most poskim say it's a mutter. But Mishnah, a fine heter. Says the Beis Yosef, not so quick. He brings the Tosfos, and he says, he brings the Machmir, v'chein nira, he says, shehudas ha-poskim. I say the poskim a machmir. Shasosnu divrehem v'loy chilku. They didn't make this nafka minute. And in the little brackets, it has over here ulafuke merabeinu Yerucham that says roif poskim iskim lahakir. So he acknowledged it and then disagreed with it. So he had a very funny situation. Roif poskim armati or roif poskim anot. So you always probably ask who is the roif poskim. They don't even say who. Usually, when the Beis Yosef speaks about poskim, he speaks about the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh. They doesn't say; he just says that is the Das HaPoskim. So here we have this interesting. But the way it looks at this point, Sinish Tavos Satom comes along the Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe says the Issa Veheta Ha'oruch. One of the classical Svarim in Yeridah is the Issa Veheta Kosav. The dafke lechatchila, avol im bishlo shivcha bebeis Yisrael, b'di'eved soimchin al divrei Rabbi Avraham shemati bishlachem beis Yisrael. Now we have an opening of a heter. The Darkei Moshe says, I have an issa beheter that says lechatchila you shouldn't do it, but b'di'eved if it's done, you can rely on the shita that holds that it's mutter. Now. Life would be fine, and the Bach does bring this opinion of the Issa Veheta Oruch. He brings that the Yevon you can be Soymach, And then they bring another din. Now, here the other din begins to make things like a little bit more complicated. They bring a sharidura. The sharidura says, "Bekam mekoymes," he says, "noyagin." Some places I'll allow a shifcha to zadrein in the kitchen, and nobody mixes in. Ve'ein shoylchin yad betavshu. Says, "What's the heter?" Sharidura says, "What's the heter? How can you allow a goy a shikset stam to dreizach room in the kitchen without okay?" So he says, "I'll tell you what the heter is. The heter is," he says, "mistome." One of them must have, somebody must have turned on the, soaked the coals, and done a shtickle. Well, when you look at this, this is something else altogether. This is saying like this, that even lechatchila, there were people who allowed a shiksa to dreza to cook in the kitchen, because mistoma, a yid also did something. Now, that this happened. First of all, in our kitchens, I mean, Rav Ozna points out, there's no such umdine, because this all worked years ago when you cooked on coals, so every couple of minutes you had to, when you make a barbecue, you got to keep it going. If you don't keep it going, he's going to die out. So therefore, there was an umdine that a goy will somehow soak the coals. Yid would stop the calls to help. So that's our umdina. Such umdina doesn't apply. Probably nowadays. Very a little bit difficult to say. But this is a din of the Sharidur. Says the Bach, he says, this is like this. He brings that there another sheet he brings from the Ramban that some say that nowadays, you can't rely on an Eved V'Shifcha in our house. Why not? He says, because the heter of an Eved V'Shifcha who works in the house is only if they are mamish, we own them. Why? Because this is something the Beis Yosef brings. That there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that a goy who works for you is considered, a goy who you own is considered like a yid. Legabe Shvisa. So he says, Sidoz Aheta, Kosav Ramban B'Tshuva, he says, Daiti She'ein Isser B'Shivcha HaKnuyo Islano. We own a Shivcha, it's since in Hilchos Shabbos, it's called like a Yid, because it's Konuyloi. So Mamela, Sefalt Nishtarayin in the Gzeira of Bishlakim. So this is another Heter altogether. This is a Heter that a Goy who we own is considered like a Yid. If in Hilchos Shabbos, so therefore it's considered like a yid in Hilchos Bishlakim. Says the Bach, that's only if you own. If somebody works for you, that's no het. Now, why are all these terms? Because in Shulchan Aruch, things are a bit unclear. This is where this Rav made the mistake. This is what I'm going to. When you open up a Shulchan Aruch, there's two sifim in Shulchan Aruch that deal with this issue. Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, the Shulchan says that even if Bishul Akum Afilu Bebeis Yisroel also Mishum Bishul Akum, that's Sif Aleph. Then there is Sif Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, because and you know till now it makes sense because we know the Shulchan Aruch was from those who the Beis Yosef Paskin, you have to be Mashmer, so Paskin. In Sif Dalet we have the following language of the Shulchan Aruch. And this is what causes the confusion. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh mi shemakir b'shivcha shalonu, v'yesh mi she'oyser afilu b'di'evet. What does he mean to say? When you read the Shulchan Aruch, the first reading of the Shulchan Aruch is really great. That some say that our shivchas are not a problem. Some say our shivchas are a problem. Someone you might think that the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about the same thing again. That even though there is a heter, according to some shitas, that say that if the goy is only working, is owned by you, it's a Yisroel. Ruhu adin, even if it's work, that is a machlekes. Some say if they're working for you and not owned by you, it's mutter. And some say that it's osur. Now, the rule in Shulchan Aruch is like this. Even though, generally speaking, we pass down the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that's only when the Shulchan Aruch says, blah, 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 v'yei shoymrim faker. So then we pass down the first sheet. But when the Shulchan Aruch begins his language, yesh misha oiser, v'yesh misha mater, yesh misha mater, v'yesh misha oiser, that looks like the second opinion. And here, he said the second opinion, l'chumra, yesh misha mater, v'yesh misha oiser. The question is, on what was the Shulchan Aruch referring to here? Was the Shulchan Aruch referring to the heter of, the original heter that we started off talking about, Rabbeinu Avraham and the Rabbeinu Tam? Or is he speaking about the second heter that the Beis Yosef brings about the Ramban, if you own it or don't own it, or that? Why is this an issue? Because the Ramah comments on these words, so we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says, he can be really right here. So now the question is, if the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about the regular heter of a Shivcha B'Meish Yisrael, the first heter you talk about, so it's very good. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, Yesh Lismech Adivrei HaMatirin. Yesh Lismech Adivrei HaMatirin means that you can rely on the Shita that holds that a Shivcha B'Meish Yisrael is Mutter. On the other hand, if the Shulchan Aruch is not speaking about that din, because, and that din, nobody argues, is all, everybody holds that din. Shabbat follows upon a Shivcha who works in Beis Yisrael, that's awesome. There was another heter. There was a heter that if a Shivcha is owned or hired by you, she's considered a yid, that second din, then you can say that's mutter b'di'evad. But that's only if that applies, she's owned by you or rented by you. Stam, the fact that she works in the house is shkenhetta. Now, I'll soon get to it, what the Ramah means, because that's quite important. Because then the Ramah continues, and he says, V'afilu lechatchila noyagin lehochil bebeis Yisroel, lechatchila you can do it. She'ahashuchas v'havodim, i'emshesh lo yechate echa b'mirei abayis. We come back to that heter, that certainly a yid must have done it. So I saw there's a sefer that comes out, Mibeis Levi, from Rav Ozner's Bismedrash they put out. Rav Ozner says that Bisman Azeh, this Torah doesn't apply anymore. You can't say E'ef Sher Shaloi Yechat. It's not true. Doesn't apply. So in Mazoi, there's no heter. So he says in the Kalim Baron also, blah blah blah. And that was the basis for this person's issue. So this Rav had learned that when the Ramah says ubi the eved yesh lismech adibri hamatirin, he wasn't saying that you can rely on the heter of shivcha b'beis Yisrael. No, that's zicha osr. The shaila is the other heter of a shivcha hastachura long. That's what he was right. Azayat ha'givot learn. The problem is like this. In goyin shtet nishtas. Because the goyin says on the words ubi the eved yesh lismech, he says, Mitzuruf ledas harayved betoisus be'elo. He said, this is the shita that brought down of Avraham Bar David. Now we're going to learn that thus, Mr. Ramah is makers, but the old b'di'evid, you can rely on that shita of Shivcha B'meis Yisrael. That would be, I could say right then and there, is the Rovas in Amoris, in Gendik, then there's Guten Tov. There's only one problem. The Shach is a little difficult here. The Shach starts off when he learns the Pshat in the Ramah. He says, "One minute." He says, "Shivcha Shalonu." He says, "Must be Sheknuyos Lanu." Okay, that's the Ramah, the Mechaber is speaking about, and the Heter is because they're considered like Yidden, Shuvas Ramban, and that's what he's speaking about, the Mechaber. But nowadays, he says that we don't really own them anymore, it's Osir. So he says, Bazoi, I don't understand the Ramah. What is the Ramah saying? It doesn't fit nowadays. Nowadays, it doesn't help. So then he says, maybe the Ramah is speaking about a different heter altogether. Maybe he's speaking about the heter to rely on the das of Rabbi and Avram ben David that was mutter. That's one possibility. Another possibility, he says, is that he wasn't careful, the Rambam, Rav Loidiktik Bozer. He said, the main thing is where he just said, did a yid, in the end, he said, could you rely on the fact that it did or not? So all of a sudden, in the Shach, already we see there is a Safik. The Shach himself had a Safik, how the Rambam learned. One shot in the Shach was to learn the simple meaning of the Ramah, like the Goyim, that it's going on the famous heter of Shivcha Beis Yisrael. But another shot was, no, maybe it's going on the din of the... Now, there is a good svara to say this chumra. You know why? Because why did the Ramah wait till Sif Dalid to talk about something he should have spoken about in Sif Aleph? Sif Aleph dealt with the actual shaila if a shivcha works in a Beis Yisrael, knuyos. So at that, Ramosh should have said, "Ubi the evidence this mechadim rehamatirin." Instead, he waits till Sif Dalit, where the Machaber speaks about something else, and on that he says, "Yesh this mechadim rehamatirin." So there would be it's a bit grounds to understand the Shach's svar. Be it as it may, though, halacha lemaisen. All this is a nice tulpa here and tulpa in. Halach l'maisa, the Chachma Sarim says that behefsid meruba, you could rely on the Ramo. You could rely on the Ramo that any shift that works in a base Yisrael is mutter. What is, by the way, hefsid meruba? You hear the word hefsid meruba a lot. Bederach klal, or Moshe Feinstein Paskins, that. Not that you're not going to make a profit, but you're going to lose some of the keren. If you're going to lose something that you own already, that's a hefsid meruba. There's a sheet that says it has to be a sixth, but Ramosh says even a little bit, as long as by bazoi, to kashering the kalim certainly would fall into a category of hefsid meruba. Certainly not to break anything. So halacha lemaisa, it would seem that lechatchila one shouldn't do it. But if it's done already, it's zikha muta, and we can follow us on this heter of the Ramah, the other has to move. There's just one more little point that I wanted to point out, was, this machlokes is also, the Teres Habayis brings a machlokes between himself, who was machmir on Shivcha Beis Yisrael, and the Ra'ah, who was makel in. I found something which shows an interesting thing because we can frame this point with Shaila. Why was Rabbi Natan Machmir? I mean, actually, the Rabbi Avraham ben David came up with good reasons to be makel in the Shivcha Beis Yisrael. So he said, "There's a white plug." That was really his thing. This is our Yisrael Avraham. So the Shaila we should ask ourselves is the getter of Bishul Akum a in Isamid Rabbanon and Rabbanon did not make any difference, or does it depend? I'm all Yo and I'm all Ish, depending on if the Svara applies. You find both ten. So what's interesting is that the Rajva in Teres Habayis and the Ra'ah have a different machlekes about the Kalim. What's the din on the Kalim? The Rajva says the Kalim are treif. If you hear it. And the Ra'ah says, no, that they weren't goyzer on, because there's no chash chasidus in Kalim. Says the Rajbo, I'll prove to you that I'm right, that the Iser is loy plug, because if it wouldn't be the case, then how could a shivcha b'beis Yisrael be also? So the Rajbo himself connects the two, and he says, since you see Shivcha Beis Yisrael is Osir, you must say that it's a Darbonon and it's a Loy Plug. And Memela, he said, the Tam HaKelim is Osir. What's interesting is, so the Machaber holds the Shitosa. Machaber asks it here, and he asks it there. Our question would be, Halacha L'maisa, what would be according to the Ramah? According to the Ramah, if the Evid on the plate is a Kalim. So just the end. There's one last thing in the Ramah. The end of the Simen says the Ramah a following. He brings B'Shem Horah and he passes like this. Oy v'kachom Shem Bishul l'chayel b'Shabbes. A person was sick and a guy cooked for him on Shabbos. says the Rambam that mutter afilu mitzoy Shabbos afilu lebori ve'ein boi mishulakum, because it's okay. The Rashba argues. The Rashba says no. The heta was that even the choyle can eat, but the isur bishulakum stays. So again, l'shitasam. There are holes that it's a svar. It depends on if the reasoning applies. And the Rashba holds that it's also. The question is, if the Eved, we could come up with a heter, a feeder or more, to be made where you couldn't cash in the kelim.